CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The business of America is small business, and Gene Marks is the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, the edition in the United Kingdom, where Gene is traveling, the edition in the U.S., in addition to our Philadelphia Inquirer, hometown newspaper. And the news dominating the markets worldwide is the jobs report from the U.S. The labor market, reports Bloomberg, blew expectations out of the water, sending financial assets understandably lower. Headline payrolls rose by a whopping 517,000. Earnings growth was in line at 0.3%. The unemployment rate was reported at a cyclical low 3.4%, though as noted that may be impacted by adjustments to the population estimate. The headline payroll number was way, way above the highest estimate in the Bloomberg panel. Needless to say, everybody is both smiling and shaking their heads. Gene Marks is in London, and reporting on the European markets is profoundly different than reporting on the U.S. markets, but everybody's paying attention to this. Gene, we're hiring, we're filling the jobs available, we're doing extremely well, and unemployment is dipping. It's a very strange recession. Good day to you, Gene.
John, how are you? Greetings from London. It is a strange recession, and I don't know if you can really call it a recession. In fact, it's not a recession. I mean, we just talked last week about how GDP in the country in the fourth quarter was up 2.9%. That's not a recession. And when you have job numbers that we're showing now, I mean, look, if we weren't showing elevated inflation and interest rates right now, you and I would be talking about the great American boom. The only reason why people are talking recession is because of this expectation that, higher interest rates and higher inflation are going to be driving consumers to stop buying. And once consumers stop buying, that has an impact on demand everywhere. But we're not seeing that. My clients that I've been talking to, even from London, they're still having good, strong quarters right now. Manufacturing numbers are down. I get that. Certain industries, again, are still softening, like construction. But at the same time, the softening itself has not been as significant as if we were in a full-out recession. It's just not something that, we are really seeing right now. One of the big telling numbers is the job openings number from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I mean, John, those numbers went up. There are now like 11 million open jobs in this country. Open jobs. These are companies looking for employees. And just to give you some type of parity here, when you look back, to the last big recession, 2009, 2010, the number of open jobs that the Bureau of Labor Statistics was reporting was around 2 million. So when you have an economy that has 11 million open jobs, we've added 500,000 jobs just this past month, and December and November numbers were revised, and we've got a GDP that's running at about 3%. People are shrugging off elevated, inflation. And one final, note on that, inflation is higher and costs are higher. But businesses have seemed to do a pretty good job of absorbing those costs. You and I talked last year and for the past 6 months about the producer price index and how businesses were seeing double digit increases in some of their core materials. I've been out and about all around the country, giving some ideas and strategies for navigating your way around that. And I think businesses have been doing just that. I think they've been, they've been investing in technology. They've been smarter about how they're buying. They've been increasing prices, but not one for one, because they've taken savings elsewhere. American business have been able to sort of handle, the fluctuations that we have had in both inflation and interest rates right now. And as we head further into 2023, look at these. Everybody's still waiting for a recession. It's still no one's actually seeing it right now. One final point before I turn it back to you, John, is the banks' earnings. I like to look at them closely because our banks are the ones that have real data, not surveys and estimates. And when you look at banks' earnings this past week from Citigroup and Bank of America and Wells Fargo, some are doing better than others. Most of them are increasing their earnings from interest income and such. But they're putting money towards reserves because their economists are telling them that, a recession is coming. But if you look at all their earnings and what their CEOs are saying, they're not seeing any huge indication of a recession yet. They're not seeing small businesses default on their loans, let alone consumers. And they're not seeing a fall off the cliff of mortgage borrowers just because mortgage rates have increased. And in fact, mortgage rates have plateaued a bit and have even decreased a little bit this past week. So the banks are giving us real numbers. ADP, the big payroll company, Paychex, the big company, big payroll company, they've all given us numbers this past week, and they're telling us that their customers are hiring and that wages are up.
Let's go through the checklist and how this affects the small businesses. Gene and I are focusing on people who are doing the bulk of the hiring, always the small businesses. It's right. Where the growth is. It's where the future is. So right now, slowing inflation, this is CNBC, hasn't brought relief for consumers yet because prices are still well above where they were a year ago. Check, we got that. But commodity and freight costs are falling. That's got to be something that's going to consistently help small businesses. And retailers are pushing their private label products. Very smart. So winning consumers with cheaper prices and force manufacturers to offer better deals. We saw the big company, Tesla, cut its prices and accelerated its sales. That happened in China. That'll happen here. So small businesses have tools, Gene. So do you hear despair or do you hear sophisticated analysis of what they're going to do to keep the customers happy?
Well, first of all, when it comes to small businesses, I don't think I really hear that much sophisticated analysis. Most of us are just trying to make payroll and put a few extra dollars in the bank. What I'm seeing, though, is necessity is the mother of invention. And if you don't have employees to hire, but you still have customers out there, you're going to find a way to get the products out the door, which means you're going to work extra hours. I'm also seeing as the cost of technologies continue to decline, more and more of my clients have been investing in self-service types of technologies, or, you know, robotics, workflow and artificial intelligence technologies. They're getting more work done without having the need to hire people. So I think, you know, small businesses themselves, whether they're in retail, whether they're in restaurant, whether they're B2B in manufacturing or distribution, they're able to be nimble. And by doing that, they keep their costs down a little bit and are able to continue to, you know, to move their way around. I was speaking to a client just this past week who is, they're a small manufacturer, you know, and they're in middle of Pennsylvania, and they're still looking for people. I mean, they manufacture parts for the automotive industry, and they're busy, you know, and they, you know, they're reporting the same headaches that all my other clients are reporting. Yes, costs are a little bit higher and people are hard to find, but they're plunging forward. It's not like anybody's certainly going out of business. In fact, they're trying to figure out how to handle the demand that they have.
There is a report that you bring to everyone's attention, American Express CEO. We aren't seeing recessionary signals. Yeah. They're at the American Express level. That is macro, macro. That's solar system stuff. We don't see it at the micro level, at small businesses. Yeah. So it is unprecedented, Gene, where we are. The pandemic, the worldwide recession, the conflict in Europe, the challenge of China, protectionist measures with high-end chips. None of that has all happened at once before. Perhaps this is what it looks like, and it really is a recession, but not according to the classical definition that we follow.
I don't know. It is confounding economists, you know, everywhere, because all of the indications would be that we should be having a recession now. You have prices that have been significantly increasing and interest rates increasing and, all sorts of supply chain issues. We just came off this global pandemic. You would think that businesses would be retrenching and firing and small businesses would be struggling. And we're not seeing that. And to your point on American Express, that's exactly the point that I was making earlier about other financial services companies like Wells Fargo's and the Citigroup's and Bank of America's. You know, if you're hearing those financial services companies raise the red flag, saying we're getting defaults here and we're having a hard time with our small business customers paying their bills, okay, then you've got something to be worried about. And I am seeing none of those indications other than them putting away more reserves just in case. But so far, they're not seeing it. That's what I've been hearing all year. Right? That story continues.
Gene Marks has some recommendations for small businesses when we come back. Gene Marks is the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper in the UK and in the US, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications, including The Hill and Washington Times. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.